This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
The greatest decision that every person will have to make in this room is either I look to God as my source, or I look to me, or I look to someone else. That's depressing. Either God is your source or the system is your source. Either the Lord God Almighty is your source or the world is your source. I want to look to the one who is the creator as my source. I want to bring up one more point out of this passage because this is so powerful. Giving thanks is the most natural thing in the world for believers. Jesus, when he has the loaves and the fishes, doesn't say it specifically here, but I know what he did. He gave the Jewish prayer of thanksgiving. God of heaven and earth, creator of all, we thank you for this food. And here Jesus, the Son of the living God, is giving thanks to the Father for the food. Why do you think you and I are above that? When I'm at a restaurant for some reason and I see an elderly couple in particular pray over their food, I get choked up. I don't get choked up when I pray. I don't necessarily get choked up when I see other people, but when I see an elderly couple join hands at a table and pray, I'm reminded of who the source is. And I'm reminded, here's a couple who are in their 70s, 80s, or maybe even beyond, and they recognize who the source is. It's Jesus Christ and Him alone. I don't know where Colby, Kansas is. Some of you perhaps have been there. I have no idea what part of the state of Kansas it's in. Some of you may know where it is, but Colby Presbyterian Church in Colby, Kansas, has a newsletter called The Breadline. I don't know who wrote this story, but it's powerful. I want to close with this. In the early days of our country, a weary traveler came to the banks of the Mississippi River for the first time. There was no bridge. It was early winter, and the surface of the mighty stream, the Mississippi, was covered with ice. Could he dare cross over? Would the uncertain ice be able to bear his weight? Night was falling, and it was urgent that he reach the other side. Finally, after much hesitation and with many fears, he began to creep cautiously across the surface of the ice on his hands and knees. Don't get the picture. Frozen Mississippi, the guy's not sure if it's going to work, and he's on his hands and knees crawling across the mighty Mississippi on the ice, trembling lest the ice be not strong enough to bear him up, and there being whisked away by winter's winds. And all of a sudden, he hears the sound of horses. He hears the sound of sleigh bells, and he sees this sled full of coal pulled by two or three or four horses coming down the road, and he's on the ice, and this load, this sleigh load of coal goes across the Mississippi River, across the ice. And he realized they can stand up because it supported the horses, it supported the coal. And then the Colby, Kansas paper, newsletter from the Colby Presbyterian Church said this: cautiously, timidly, trembling, we venture forth upon the God's promises as though the lightness of our step might make the promise more secure. As you, we would contribute even the slightest to the strength of his assurance. In other words, we'll do something to help God along. He has promised to be with us. Let us believe that promise. He has promised to uphold us. Let's believe what he said he would do. He's promised to give us victory over our spiritual enemies. Let's trust him in his truthfulness. Some of you have been creeping across the ice of life as if to say, I'm not going to risk breaking the ice. And what you need to do in the name of Jesus Christ is stand up spiritually, stand up emotionally, and say, the Lord is my source. He will provide.
Well, I hope this message speaks to you about God's provision in your life. We'll continue in the Gospel of Luke next week on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.